Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday, May 20th, reporting from the Radio On The Go newsroom. I'm Jason Eaton. We'll start with this. Iowa farmers continued to make planting progress last week despite severe storms that brought hail, high winds, and tornadoes to parts of the state. According to the Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report released by the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service, there were 6.1 days suitable for field work during the week ending May 17th. Corn planting reached 88% complete, one percentage point behind last year, but 6 points ahead of the five-year average. 46% of corn had emerged. Soybean planting reached 80% complete, 1 point behind last year, and 12 points ahead of the five-year average. Soybean emergence reached 28%. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg says the weekend rainfall was beneficial for many farmers and provided a timely boost to recently planted corn and soybeans. Pasture condition was rated 73% good to excellent. The statewide average temperature was 63.8 degrees, 4.6 degrees above normal. Democratic candidate Stephanie Steiner says healthcare affordability and rising costs for rural families and farmers are among the top issues driving her campaign for Iowa's 4th Congressional District. Steiner, who lives near Sutherland in O'Brien County, is one of three Democrats seeking the party's nomination for the open congressional seat following U.S. Representative Randy Feenstra's decision to run for governor. Before entering the race, Steiner worked in women's health care at Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City and later spent several years working as a traveling nurse. She stepped away from nursing in 2019 following the death of her ex-husband from COPD. Now raising goats as a small livestock producer in northwest Iowa, Steiner tells Radio On The Go News she has seen firsthand how rising costs are impacting rural communities and farmers.
Those high input costs are a big concern that I'm hearing from our farmers. It's one of the biggest reasons that they're struggling to turn a profit. I really feel like that we need to be enforcing a lot of these antitrust monopoly laws. We've got minimum number of seed suppliers, minimum number of fertilizer suppliers, and this all means less profit for our farmers. So we need to go in, we need to start enforcing some of these antitrust laws, break up some of these monopoly companies, because for capitalism to work and for ultimately the consumer to benefit, there's got to be competition. And when a few people hold everything, there is no competition. When our farmers are not doing well, our state's not doing well.
Steiner says affordability issues extend beyond agriculture and include healthcare access, especially in rural parts of the state where hospitals and clinics continue to face financial pressures.
I used to have a hospital 10 minutes from my house. When Trinity Health, owner of Mercy One, pulled out of Iowa, taking a lot of their hospitals, my hospital was one that got put on the chopping block. When I need care, if I need a hospital, I've got to travel 30 miles. You know, 30 minutes in a life-threatening emergency, that's actual lives that'll be lost. So these are real people. This touches every person. Doesn't matter, you know, your socioeconomic class, what your job is. Healthcare is a human right. And for me, I would want to work towards a universal healthcare policy. Of course, we can't start there, but we need to start talking about that. When hospitals don't get reimbursed for the care that they give, that means they don't have an income, and that affects everybody.
Steiner joins fellow Democrats Dave Dawson and Ashley Wolf Tornabane in the race for Iowa's 4th Congressional District. The district includes Franklin and Wright counties in the broadcast area as voters prepare for the June 2nd primary election. A stretch of U.S. Highway 65 between Sheffield and Rockwell will close later this month as crews begin a bridge replacement project over the West Fork of the Cedar River. According to the Iowa Department of Transportation, the roadway closure is scheduled to begin Tuesday, May 26th, and is expected to remain in place until August 11th, weather permitting. During construction, motorists will be directed around the work zone using a posted detour route. Drivers traveling on US 65 will head east on Franklin County Road C-13 for about 2 miles to Franklin / Cerro Gordo County Road S-56. Traffic will then travel north on S-56 for approximately 11.5 miles to Cerro Gordo County Road B-43 before heading west for about 4 miles back to US 65. Transportation officials are reminding drivers to slow down and remain alert in work zones. The Iowa DOT noted that fines for moving violations are at least double in construction areas. Updated travel information and current road conditions are available at 511ia.org. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors approved several items related to county facilities during its regular meeting on Tuesday. The board approved a change order and invoice for All Iowa Roofing for the GAR Memorial Hall Roof Replacement Project. Supervisors also approved a fiscal year 2027 Community Resource Center lease agreement with Collaborative Individual and Community Supports. The board approved a notice and tenant application form for county-owned office space available for lease at the Community Resource Center. The notice will be advertised in the Hampton Chronicle. During committee updates, Franklin County IT Director Gabe Johans provided information about a cybersecurity event. Brandon Miller with Alliant Energy also provided information on upcoming projects. Supervisors also discussed battery storage facilities. Chairman Chris Benes said truckloads of materials continue to be heavy and said he has provided Board of Adjustment meeting information to several nearby landowners. The board also approved a contract with Cost Advisory Services, Inc. for fiscal years 2026 through 2028. The Hardin County Board of Supervisors will meet today to consider several agenda items, including changes to upcoming meeting dates and setting a public hearing for a budget amendment. Agenda items include consideration of canceling the June 3rd and August 5th board meetings and rescheduling the June 10th meeting to June 9th. Supervisors will also consider the resignation of Kevin Knutson from the Board of Adjustment and the appointment of Blake Ritchie to complete a term ending December 31st, 2027. Other items include consideration of an employment contract and agreement, an addendum to an employment contract and agreement, a community betterment match grant application for Cherish Life Coffee Shop, a courthouse grounds use application for the Eldora Area Chamber of Commerce, and a fireworks permit application. The board meets at 9 a.m. in the courthouse large conference room in Eldora. The Rockwell City Council will discuss several items during its regular meeting today. New business on the agenda includes discussion of the Lynn Grove Country Club, Tree Dump, Rockwell Chamber Fireworks, Farmers Market, and a council resignation. The council is scheduled to meet at 5:30 p.m. in the Rockwell Council Chambers. The meeting can also be viewed on the city's YouTube page. And the Applington City Council met on Wednesday, May 13th. Among action items, they accepted a bid of $78,288 by Blacktop Service Company to perform street repairs during the summer. They approved amending the agreement with Applington Recreation Complex to change their liability insurance coverage to a minimum of $3 million for aggregate damage. They received a report from Ambulance Director Francis Kroll about the Butler County EMS Mutual Aid Agreement. Butler County EMS will provide paramedic or advanced care when available for a flat rate of $100 per mutual aid activation. Their next regularly scheduled meeting will be Wednesday, June 10th. There's more online at radioonthego.com. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather as well as area funeral announcements.